Back now with day-to-day, here's news. An American car maker is reporting record sales growth. General Motors is not talking about sales of cars in this country. It's talking about car sales in China. There, GM is up 36% so far this year. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, this has got to be pretty good news for General Motors.
That's right. You know, we've all heard about the huge losses GM has been suffering here in the U.S., but overseas, especially in China, the world's largest car maker has been doing pretty well. Between January and October this year, it sold more than 645,000 cars there. It's really a sign of how fast China's consumer market is growing. Other foreign car makers like Toyota and Ford and VW are also doing pretty well there. But University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi says GM has been holding its own.
General Motors is a very capable company. In China, it competes head-on-head with Toyota very well. It can make good cars that people want to buy and sells them at a very favorable price.
So, John, how is GM and Ford, as you say, how are they pulling this off in China?
Well, American companies have teamed up with Chinese car makers. These joint ventures do pretty well using American engineering and Chinese management techniques. Now, GM has had some problems with copyright infringement in China. GM filed a lawsuit last year against one Chinese company for copying one of its designs. And it also accused the company of infringing on its name. The Chinese car maker is called Chery. GM said that name is too close to Chevy. Professor Morisi says copyright issues are part of the cost of doing business in China.
That's an endemic problem in China, and General Motors is no exception to any other manufacturer that goes there. Whether you're making a tape measure or a drivetrain, the Chinese will copy it, and you'll find that the courts are reluctant to enforce your patents.
Now, Chery and GM settled these disputes out of court. Supposedly, Chery won't sell cars using that name in foreign markets. Actually, American customers are likely to see cars made by Chery in the U.S. as early as next year, maybe in a joint venture with Chrysler.
John, are there lessons from China that GM might use here in this country to improve its position domestically?
Well, the experts say that the problems here, the American carmakers are hamstrung by high labor costs, plus the pension and health insurance obligations to millions of retired workers. And those burdens are really only going to get worse with the impending arrival of a new competitor from overseas as the Chinese imports begin coming into the U.S. market over the next few years. Coming up later on Marketplace, we're going to find out how Seattle's ubiquitous coffee shop culture has had a surprising effect on politics in that city.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.